Continuation of the meditative this Wednesday, the 22nd of October, 71. Channel 2 right, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Chitty this Wednesday, the 22nd of October, 71. Channel 2 right, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Chitty this Wednesday, the 22nd of October, 71. Channel 2 right, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Chitty this Wednesday, the 22nd of October, 71. Channel 2 right, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Chitty this Wednesday, the 22nd of October, 71.
I'm going to drink it before it gets cold, because the bottle's still hot.
Well, Sybil been working all... Was she working way back there?
No, sir. Working to keep her young and...
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't think old Willie... He wouldn't get it right. He'd have too many things on, Miss Kitty. He wouldn't be able to write to home.
Well, he managed to write her pretty regular.
Oh,
when you
he?
Ask her, Sybil, when did you hear from her? Oh, it's been about 3 weeks since I heard from him.
Yeah.
And maybe in a month's time when you get a letter from her. Wonder what life was Sybil, where was she at? You hadn't heard from him. He'd wrote her 3 or 4 letters and hadn't heard nothing. Well, he'd write back, well, she is still where you left her. But you haven't wrote us, and we asked her about it. She didn't know.
Did Sybil take after her mama?
A lot of ways she didn't. Ms. Mixon would do anything that lay in her power that she could do. For any of you, anybody.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, them girls of hers, they got to think a while before they turn loose their charity love or what it should call it.
They just...
Now, you know Frank Polk, or he's dead and gone. But Sybil come to our house when Barbara was quite a small baby. And he had helped six of his own children when they were babies. And I had Barbara. When he looked at me in the light, he said, she bare her head. I said, oh, about like any of I was as old as you want to see. Things sat down, you know, on the rocking chair. And did you know Sybil come and take that baby away from him? That thing made me so mad. I was about to put the Chitty Dixon man here all in.
Well, she didn't think the men knew how to handle the baby?
I said, what's the matter, Sybil? I said, he's had all 6 of his children when they were tiny babies. Well, I was afraid she might quit me. I won't say what I said then, but no, like to sit at the house this evening when the market said, oh, Mama, don't be thinking about Harry, you know what I said.
Well, how did she take her after Miss, after Mama, Miss Sidney?
Kind of hard to tell you. Yeah, them girls was all for sale. Oh.
Yeah. Well, is that Miss Lily's fault?
I don't reckon. It was just she couldn't help how they done.
Uh-huh.
Oh. 6, 9, 10, 11, 8. Head of girls and 3 boys is a pretty good bunch to handle.
That's
my, yeah, she couldn't. couldn't always tell how they're going to do it. But some people are just distant. But Sybil seems, in a way, in the last few years, since I think Frank's death kind of maybe made her kind of feel a little close to her something. She never did feel close to us.
Mm-hmm.
Not to Willie that. Not for Willie. They have thought of going in service, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I said, what makes Sybil so cranky about Barbara, the baby? He says, why? I says, well, your daddy wanted to hold Barbara. He never had her in his hand, arms, anything. I said, like, sit down in the rocking chair. Taken, I put her in his arms. I said, even since then, I said, Sybil hadn't even wanted, looked like wanted me to touch Barbara. And she got to where she just couldn't bring Barbara around to see if Willie was in service. She'd go by her mother's, leave Barbara up there, and come and go back around, back and forth, here and on. And it looked like it hurt poor old Frank so bad to think his oldest grandchild, his oldest son's child, and he couldn't have anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
But when Catherine come along, she was born in the hospital. Barbara was born over at Irvine at home, like the rest of the mothers had their children, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we was keeping Barbara. Willie'd come through from work to bring Barbara by. Believe her, you know. Boys, she didn't like the idea of sleeping next to Granddaddy. And she remembered something, a little child of kid. She knew it was Granddaddy and Uncle Martin, Uncle Frankie, and Uncle Monroe, Aunt Martha, Uncle Emma. Just call him like Nima. And they'd be here, you know, if they'd go back home, Willie and Sybil would start down. Where are you, Barbara, what you doing? Daddy, I'm going to eat some victuals with Uncle Lehman and Aunt Margaret.
I'm
going to eat some grub with Uncle Lehman and Aunt Margaret.
Yeah. Hey?
Yeah, I've got some things to fix, Miss Chitty.
We got to go around and see what's going on the place.
Yeah.
Golly.
Yeah.
Am I?
Yeah. And I'm going to get you home before dark tonight because of all the traffic.
May the Lord make us thankful for what we've ever received for Christ's sake. Amen.
Now, any light?
Get that thing out of the way.
Now,
I thought you was going to make him a light.
Well, sometimes we need to look at something.
Or read or something at the table we have. Well, if the potatoes are sort of cold, it's because we ran around.
You know, I tell you, Fame, after we visit Miss City, I always feel like I know so much.
Yes.
And I don't really. All I know is what she told me. This boy got the tractor truck. They saw him down there, didn't they?
You heard what he said when he came in.
What did he say?
Come in like a little boy scared me a little death. Knocked on the door and just put in my knee. Table leg, I'll leave you there. He come in, you know. Miss Meyer says, come in.
had hope, you know.
You mean that grown boy? Are you afraid we're going to get after
him? He's now shaking his head and saying, that's done something wrong. I don't even know where he had his hat on or not, did he? Oh, he took it off.
And holding his head and...
done something wrong. Both hands going, done something wrong. And then he said, I was so proud of what I was doing. I was so proud of it. And now I've done something wrong.
He was really put out, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. You know, that's happened to me so many times. I got stuck in the edge of the place down there and I had to call the wrecker.
That's the truth. Like you couldn't take another tractor and let me and my father want and put it out?
I couldn't start the other tractor, miss. I needed that tractor to pull the other tractor off.
How come you didn't take it down there this evening?
We were just making him sweat it out.
Well, you know, make a good hand, you got to be patient with him.
Well, you can let him sweat it out overnight, can't you?
Might not come back.
If you make it too easy for him, he won't appreciate a good thing. Oh, I can remember when I'd grown up, we did hate to get a green hand. Because he'd do a little work, but we'd have to mend everything after him. That's good, babe. That okra.
That's because of Miss Judy, and that's what made us late. I had to wait. Bill had some.
Oh, we celebrate now.
She thought she lost it or left it one because you have to think about having something in the bag besides the other stuff. She went and didn't find it.
Right down the bag.
You and Suzanne didn't help me out on that, but you didn't know. I didn't know what to tell you to look for in the bag. I've gone so long, I began to think it was about hacking you up in there for some meat.
In the meat house down there?
That's where we had to get the okra. I was determined to get that okra.
There's some ahead of you?
There was one person ahead of me, and I thought he'd be through in a minute, and he brought out the store.
That's the way they do sometimes.
And Miss Chitty saw what he brought out.
Yeah.
Suzanne said, hey, he brought out two bags. I think, again, a big one and a small. Put that in the back of the car. Yeah. And back and come out with another great little bag of stuff. Suzanne, she says, well, he must be buying a whole lot.
All meat.
I says, maybe they're stocking up for the weekend. She's a bit they're going on a party. Boating party, isn't there? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know who they were. When he went back with the vice bag, he told his wife, a daughter, mother, a girlfriend, whatever it was, to take key and open the back of the car trunk, you know. my little bag and put this in there, and put that in there, put that through there. Said, whew, that's like you got a big ham in there. And finally got to piddling and paddling around back then. He shut the trunk down. He went back. Before he went, he reached down and got something out in the bag, carried and put it back in the car in the back seat. Top down, and he gets in the car and they go off. Just then says, maybe he's going to buy me the most. I said, I think he done bought out.
But Frankie doesn't like to shop. Doesn't like to go shopping.
No. I don't know what he'd do if I should get down and Margaret wouldn't, and he had to go buy something too. I don't know what he'd do.
You mean Frankie doesn't like to shop?
No, sir, never has. I used to buy stuff down there at Albert's. And coming in from Gainesville working, you know. And I tell him, well, better. But that grocery list long day to boys, today boys, so you buy your groceries either in Gainesville and some cheap places coming up. Mine would always take the grocery bill when it was his week to buy. He'd buy stuff in Gainesville. Frankie, he'd say, come on back to Albert's and buy it.
Well, you know, I had forgotten that. You had Albert's store down there up until the last year or so, didn't you?
And he's been quit about 5 years now.
So you didn't have to worry about the ghosts, huh?
A lot of times they'd come home on Friday evening, you see. They didn't work Saturday and buy groceries on Friday night. Okay. Mama and I didn't stop at Albert's. We'll go to Williston and get groceries tonight.
But he didn't get them. He didn't buy them. You always done the buying.
Oh, yeah, he'd buy them down at Albert's when I'd write grocery list. Uh-huh. You know, so Albert had it. He got it, and if he didn't, why? Can't even get it.
Oh, I see. But he didn't have to get it. He just gave Albert the list.
But he never liked to. He never liked to shop.
You know, I never went in that little store. I passed by there a few times while it was still going. But all your family has been in there, I guess, many a time.
Yes, my husband traded that.
Think of that thing.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you hated to see him close up.
Well, you can get to go to Williston to the A&P.
Uh-huh.
You just get things. Hey, the price you pay for his albums.
Oh.
But after Mr. A&P moved on the other side, back up on the, what do you call it?
Mm-hmm.
Back out. He's kind of jumped up, I guess, building his new store. They had to charge me.
Oh, is that right?
Things were high.
At the A&P.
Mm-hmm.
In the old store. Well, how do you know?
No, the new store, when they got his new store built, the A&P company, they went up about as cheap at Albert's as you would be over there.
Well, I'll be that bad. Well, how do you know? Well, I wish they'd just stay in their old stores, Miss City.
Well, we're doing good, Miss Clark. I thought they'd go up in here.
Just go up in here?
Just go up.
They know we got to pay it, I guess. They can get it, so. Oh, that's nice. Say, I feel so much better.
Good.
Gee, I don't know what happened to me, whether I'd eaten today or not.
Well, I know for 2 days that you didn't eat lunch.
Yeah?
You got too busy, and that's not right.
No, just sit through lunch is not right, is it? You know, I wouldn't know Mr. Albert or Mr. Albert, either one, if I was to see him. Now, isn't that something? As much as I've been out in that country, I've seen them, you know, but I just barely seen them, and I don't know them.
If you still see him, hear him talking, you'd know him next time you see him. Albert stutters a good bit.
Yeah. Now, is he the one that had the store?
And his brother, Albert, lives. Back. You know who he?
He lives next to Cecil Pardee.
Mm-hmm.
Albert?
On the corner of the road.
Yeah.
But Cecil Pardee is crossroads again. Albert's down on this side.
Now, where does Albert live? He lives down there by the store?
He lives kind of down the bottom. Yes, the store's right by the house almost.
Yeah. And that's in the bottom. You see, Faye, we got the bottom.
Yes, we got the bottom. That's what he says. Yeah, bad to know about the bottom.
Well, you know, where you turn. Turn off the Alva Road to come out by the Shiloh Methodist Church and all.
Uh-huh.
Now I think Albert's up on that corner. Well, this road goes right on through McIntosh to Williston, Waukee, somewhere. Albert lives on this corner here. And Cecil Pardee lives back up here.
Towards you. they're pretty good sized men, aren't they? Both those that trial boys.
Well, Mr. Albert, he's tall and used to be pretty stout, but I think he's had a spell here lately and he's kind of slimmed up, and Mr. Albert, he's not as stout as he used to be, and he's short a bit, chunky.
Oh, he is. He is. Well, I thought he was pretty good-sized fella, too. Oh. Well, now, you see, that's all I know about it. Now, they are... They didn't get a start till. Did you know that, Pappy, and all?
Then what?
Did you know their family?
No, not. I didn't know that they were a family alone.
You didn't know their daddy?
Oh, I knew him, but. I didn't associate with any of them. Didn't visit around with him.
Yeah.
And his father was tall, so.
Yeah.
And he wore mustache. Albert Zetrow married. Wait a second. One of Frank's cousins. Daughter. Which made her Frank's cousin, too.
Well, the daddy, what'd you call him?
Is that right?
Yeah. Did he ever make any money?
Them Zet Browns, they make it, and it's a dime on it.
Oh, they keep it. They don't let it go.
Buddy said they pay you, they're going to tell you they pay you so much for that. They pay you. They don't pay you any more, though.
But now, these boys, Daddy had a little money. He made a little money himself.
Oh, yeah. Got his three boys and one girl. Didn't have but three children.
Yeah.
Two boys and one girl.
Two boys and one girl.
And old man, Rimsart Zetrat, owned. Owned the whole, I don't know how much land from where his son lived down on the road, going from our house to Meganoke. You see, Albert owns land in Marion County and Rochwood County.
Oh, he keeps on going.
And they all, now Albert, he hasn't had any children. His wife had one son by another marriage. But they don't have any any children. I think she was a knight when Albert married her.
Well, now, when you came up here from down the country, old man Zetrauer, he was already pretty well off and had all that property.
I finished all but a little for the milk, and I've enjoyed it. However, we got the oak, finally got the okra. can't think of a name, but it was Harold Davis's wife cut it, and somebody, well, Margaret called somebody instead of Harold Davis and his wife. Goretha, I believe it's her name. Don't have no phone they have. But they've got a neighbor right close to them that they've got a phone. They get a message for the Davises by they run over. Give it to them. So Goretha had cut the oak range, got just about a quart. But it was good. It was a big quart, too. And it's all about the same size pots.
Yeah.
So when she come back, I went over and told this other colored woman, a man who it was Mark Talkwood, she told him that if Goretha Davis, anyway, they always called him, can't even think of his nickname now, but anyway, her husband. And then Goretha told her about what she had, you know, and called back. and she's the one that asked Frankie if he knew what cassava was.
Oh.
And Alan says, "Why, Dorita?" Says, "I'm not born and raised, you might say, a cassava patch."
She got the right man to ask, didn't she?
Harold said, "Dorita, you know, Mr. Cheese grew cassava." Frank says, "Yes." Says, "You know, you got cassava from us right after Daddy died." She said, "You know, and I forgot it." Said, "But us been growing it right on."
I'd like to have some right this minute.
Told Margaret not let Betty Ann try to peel or cut that up because she's likely to lose too much of it.
Yeah.
And we'll get it fixed up tomorrow maybe. Get the pudding fixed out of it. Out of the roots, you know, hair I guess.
What else is Teddy going to eat, Faye?
She's finished.
I'm finished.
Well,
if
we're going to get home before dark, we better
almost stick my finger down there and touch it.
Yeah. If we're going to get her home before dark, as I promised, I guess.
I'm just so comfortable now, I just don't care whether I'm moving up.
I guess I never knew you had to save those corn. Those cane, sugar cane seeds and things. I guess I never knew that.
Yes, ma'am.
Saving seed.
Well, then, take cut down the stalks by, get them by the armful, cut off close to the ground, you know. He's got him a place fixed out over there. He put in there. Keep on till he gets his bed of seed cane, maybe as long as this room, and then another bed about half as long. From side to side, you know. And he's had cassava. More than this room, maybe as long as from here to the back of that room and that too.
Yeah.
Get them being placed dug out in the field, you know, where the hogs and cows won't be. Get in there and put cane fodder and then get his cassava. Oh, that grows, I'd say, grows sure, Mr. Miles. And a bunch of them, he'd get in there and hide. Nobody'd never know where he was.
Is that right?
And the kids used to play hide and go seek in their dad's cassava patch. That's the back of the house.
Oh.
He'd holler and I didn't say, "Don't you break one limb off of that now." Careful about running, dodging here and yonder. And the time you see them here, and you're looking for them, they're way down yonder, coming in on this side of the heart, and I'm in.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't.
And that was a good place to hide, out in the cassava patch.
Yes.
A lot of class, eh?
Good place to run when you thought they were going to get a whipping, Dick.
Oh, really?
I can't eat my piece of cinnamon now, Ms. Miles. I can't peel it.
That's all right. You did it.
I just eat all I can.
That's fine. Ooh. I wish I could see a cassava patch.
And it was a good place for the children to run when they thought they'd go and get a whooping.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Way back years when they need whippings for things, but as they got growed up, grown, no better than to do things to run and hide for. They didn't do them no good to run and hide.
No.
Of course, when he come out, Daddy was right there with him. Switch. One thing, he didn't use no stick or a belt or anything. We always got him good long chain peach tree sprouts.
That would just tickle him. Just sting a little.
Mm-hmm. If you hit hard enough, if you bring some stripes on them. I've begged for them many a time. But times I knew they needed it, I'd back off that chon and bell about as much as they would.
Yeah.
I cried for them with hot, begged or not.
But they didn't know you did.
Sometimes you would. One that wasn't getting whipped and probably would be around looking and see me out crying.
Yeah.
And he'd say, don't do these things for Daddy to have to whip you. Why? Well, because you know when Mama knows that he's whipping us in the wrong, she'll talk up for several. She don't know. And she knows we're getting whipped and she's off yonder crying.
Yeah. And you know they deserve it.
They'd take up for one another. They'd fuss and fight with one another.
Yeah. I got that idea from Willie that they had, all of them had scuffled pretty much amongst themselves.
We've had some pretty rough fights amongst us, sir.
Yeah.
And they don't do any good to beg and plead with them. Looks like they're sitting just like two old roosters or young roosters are going to fight it out. I got with them there one night. I was sort of built the house we were living in. Now I was living in the same house, but it was turned the other way and had that long shed on the side. I was cooking something, I don't know what it was now. Willie and Martin, I got into it. And Daddy, he come in to undertake to stop them. And then went out the door and I grabbed me a chair and went out behind me. I said, stop right now. I'll knock you both down with
And they listened to you.
They'd back off and kept around and I said, all right, just keep it up. I said, I'm going to get in between you with this chair. I said, and just start, I'm going to whine you both away. See, I had the feeling that I wouldn't have to hit them with the chair, you know. But they knew whenever they got me riled up.
Yeah.
Things were pretty hot.
Oh, they knew that.
And that was one time that I got with them.
You didn't wait for Mr. Frank to settle that.
He went in there to settle it, or stop it, but he didn't. And I grabbed the chair, I said, all right. I said, stop, shut up, and quit your foolishness. I said, I'm tired of it. And they said something, and I run out between them, right with the chair. I said, all right now. I said, come on. And I was mad chair was just
you was mad you shake it.
Mad I shake. And then you were mad too.
Funny.
You know, that shaking didn't mean just I was scared of them or anything. I was so mad. Well, one was right in a way and the other one was right in a way. The other one was wrong on one side, and the other one was wrong. You couldn't convince them.
Yeah.
Neither way. No,
but But that was right there in your family.
Right there in the family.
Yeah.
No outsiders knew what was going on either.
Yeah. You didn't, nobody lived close enough to you. They couldn't even hear what you were doing.
Well, yeah, Margaret and Layman lived in the new house just up above us.
Oh, they were big boys.
Sure, they were big boys.
Yeah.
Oh, they're fighting, ripping, running, tearing, tumbling. And take things, almost take things apart. This was for any of the boys even thought of going in service. And that we're sitting at supper table one night. Well, Willie wasn't even married then, not this time. Because he went up to Perry and stayed up there with his Uncle Eddie and worked a while. And I don't know, we just looked like there for a while, everything was going wrong. Didn't get nothing to go right. And finally, when war come, well, Willie, he drove up, you know, more. And him and Sybil got married. He lived down there at Irving. And he was living down there at Irving when Barbara was born. Well, when he got him a job, I don't know. Why? Oh, I think somebody over there about Archer, that's where it was.
The bomb factory.
Over at the bomb plant. Well, shell plant.
When did he live over there close to Everett there? Everett, he lived in that house, one of those houses over there.
When he lived there, the year Daddy died.
Yeah, that's after the war.
Yes.
Well, was he working over there, Miss Judy?
Where? Over at the...
Everett's.
No. No. I was working there for Mr. Smith. Who? I don't think he was altogether working for Everett. I ain't more work for Everett's daddy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And anyway, Martin, Frankie, and Monroe was all working in Gainesville.
Yeah.
But when Frank died, the boys, of course, were all close. Well, when we had came to the hospital in McIntosh, we always called it the butcher house.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't believe Strange treated Frank right, even while he was there.
Well, oh yeah. Well, the boys were all grown though then, weren't they? Yeah.
Yes, and see, they'd all been in service and was back home.
That's right. And they weren't,
And we didn't have no phones then. You had to go either foot it or get somebody that had a car to take care of, ride a bicycle.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
To get word to Willie. And
I'm waiting for Miss Kitty to see whenever she's
Laurie,
ready.
Sorry, I'm ready to go in town because I'm going to
Miss Kitty, what did you... We were talking about that on the way home the other night. The last time I went with you. Don't you remember all those nice, pretty new trailers down there in the bottom? And you said they belong to the niggers.
I suppose they do. It's colored people's land.
And that the government of the welfare buys them?
I reckon it does, because they're going to help them.
Yeah.
They're going to help a nigger quicker than they were in court.
Yeah.
Now, some of them, they are young. Young husbands, young wives, got a house full of children.
Yeah.
And maybe some of them are clean. Well, my daughter, she husband gone over here into service. And he don't get enough sent home to her to live on. But don't they know that the government ain't going to put up with the release of the welfare of paying them when they know good and well that they're getting money elsewhere? They work and they make good wages. If they don't, I don't know what's the matter with them. But they are. They're actually happy. A lot of colored people out there in our community.
Who are already making good wages.
Got good jobs, making good wages, and they're paying, a lot of them drawing a pension. Of course, they're old enough to draw a pension, like me, you know, they call
it. And they help them buy them trailers.
And they're going out of a pole. If they going to come out and drive around in the communities out there and look and see.
Yeah.
Break your record.
Who was that colored woman that worked for Uncle Martin? You remember who you're talking about, don't you?
That little Aunt Susan Fraser, she.
Was that Aunt Susan? Well, she, you haven't had much contact with the colored people since then.
Not much. I don't hire any of them. Margaret was talking to Annie, another colored woman, old colored woman, that washed for us long back when the kids was coming along. Nanny was a little thing. She was talking to her. She had one come back. I think probably the second time we had to go back to the doctor, you know, for a checkup after I got out of the hospital. And Annie, she was walking around and said, Margaret, you know, it's Marguerite. You know, it's a long time since I seen that. Oh, so that Miss Chitty. Thank you, Miss Chitty. I don't know when. It's been a long time, Manny, since you seen me. And Margaret got talking to her about coming in, working in the house, you know, like ironing. Margaret does wash it. You'd have to knock her down, poke her in something to keep her away from the washing machine when wash day comes. And anyway, she did wash, get in to do the ironing and mop the floors, you know, like Rosalie done the mopping when she stayed there, and the ironing too. That big help to Margaret, and a lot of cooking for me. And Margaret fixed things, bring down. Well, it's helped out both ways. So Margaret was talking, she said, I don't know, Margaret, she said, where I can get off or when. I says, well, we'll let you know. And right in the back of my head, I didn't want to do that. Hush your own grandmammy and a mammy, and just as slick as a grease being around in your house, you know what was gone to gone and when it gone. But all you can do is to let so and so take it out.
No, I didn't quite get that, Miss Chitty. And his mother and
her mother and grandmother, they were all sticky fingers.
Oh,
colored women.
Yeah. Well, now.
But now, Susan, she hardly ever took anything. That
I don't think I ever ran into any of these colored people who really take things.
Many of them down there around Flemington, you'll find them, go down there looking for them. You'll find plenty of niggers down there that steal from you.
Well, now, yes, but I mean
and
back when you're talking
Frankie
about.
And then Frankie's telling them, Mark was telling a friend, he says, "Oh, great God, and he says, I'm with that nigger in the house. Much less work."
Oh.
Says, "Why, Frank?" Says, "Well, Mark says, don't you know wherever she goes to work, them boys of hers is right there hanging on. You can't get nothing done out of them.
Yeah.
And they're just picking up things. Just taking up things ain't got no business taking."
Yeah, and cleaning up your kitchen and one thing.
And you'd have to feed them too.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Annie'd say, "Now so-and-so, you do so-and-so now, while I go do so-and-so. And so-and-so, you do so-and-so, while I do so-and-so, we get through with it quicker."
Yeah.
Next thing you know, all they can pack in the pockets, you know.
Yeah.
Stomach. Well, they're ready to go.
You told me you didn't know Gertrude down there. And
I've heard of her, but I don't.
Well, Willie had worked with her, you see. He worked out in the field with her.
I know, he worked with all the colored women and colored girls down there. They all come up and sing.
Huh?
All of the kids, my kids and them colored girls and women, they all come up and
They all come up together.
But still, I don't make them touch it. No. No. We got a fact. They'd probably think I wasn't perfect either, but.
Well, you
try to steal anything from
you
anybody.
This is some okra, frozen. It's cut up. You got to fry.
Okay.
You got room to in your freezer for it?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And I get your Pepsi on here.
And
okay.
We're gonna take a ride.
Oh,
I've got two nails, one in here and one in there.
This is
my
dessert.
Oh, that's your dessert?
Oh, the dessert is that snuff that she can ride home on. And that's the channel 2 right around 700 or 800. And the end of the visit from Miss City. This Friday at supper, the 22nd of October, 71. Channel 2 right, around 700 or 800. This Friday at supper, the 22nd of October, 71. Channel 2 right, and the end of the visit, Ms. Chitty, this Friday at supper, the 22nd of October, 71.